This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a couple moves made that have now really highlighted and seem to solidify the Steelers, who went from, you know, when this offseason started, okay, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of holes to fill. I mean, this team showed signs of life in the second half of last season, but, like, where were they? Who could they get? And what was the right course of action? And now all those questions have been answered, plus some. The depth of the Steelers team is tremendous this season, especially on the defensive side, especially after adding Desmond King. That seemed to almost come out of nowhere. But good for the Steelers. After being cut by the Texans, Desmond King comes to the Steelers and seems to fit right in. I mean, I was talked about at length yesterday. The morning shouldn't get to react too much to it because the transaction was announced during Doug Whaley's segment, the 9 o'clock hour. But it was made abundantly clear by the other shows, Cook and Joe and the PM team, that now Patrick Peterson's not going to be asked to do something that he hasn't done his entire career, which is try to play a slot corner position. Now Patrick Peterson can stay where he's been his entire career, and Desmond King can be plugged in into that slot corner position, and bam, the Steelers defense just got that much stronger. So all around a really good move, and it bolsters the Steelers roster. The Steelers in this week alone have offloaded Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green, two offensive linemen, and in turn, they have added some pieces to the defensive side of the ball. So all looking up for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, so it seems. I mean, the depth is at least there. The depth, the big names, the talent, it all seems to be there. This team is really shaping up to be very well-rounded. The PM team yesterday spoke to Aaron Wilson, and he's a reporter of the Texans. He's Texans Insider with KPRC, the radio station down there. He talked about why a guy like Desmond King was cut by the Houston Texans. Here's what he had to say on the PM team yesterday afternoon.
He can play slot really for anyone. But if you put him man-to-man, coverage, press, I think that's hard. Or if you play him off, and these are things he doesn't do quite as well. But you know, he's a very good football player. I don't know the money yet. I haven't seen it. It's a one-year deal, so I'm assuming it's not a lot of money. It's probably $2 million at most. I think they got a really good football player. He'll fit the Steelers. This is a...
Now you think he comes right in and starts, Aaron? Is that the indication
you
got?
Yeah, I think so. I really believe that they'll plug him in once he knows the scheme. You're going to see a really enthusiastic guy. And he's not a big self-promoter. He's more of a man of action than words. But I think that the Steeler Nation will really like this guy because, I'm telling you, for a DB, he loves to hit. He'll tackle well, stick his nose in there. He's a pretty strong guy. He's just not tall.
Yeah, we like guys that can hit, right? Steelers. Steel curtain. Hit. Sure. Yeah, no, he's right. Yeah, he was talking about, too, that Desmond King, not necessarily very tall, and the Houston Texans like their tall cornerbacks, but again, to play that slot corner position may be his strength. And yeah, the indication is that Desmond King was brought on by the Steelers to be a starter. So didn't really fit the mold of the Houston Texans, but you know, after being freed, after being cut, now he signs a deal with the Steelers and bolsters their defense. He's quick. They were talking about that too. He's not so much fast, but he's quick. He's got good reaction. And he plays that position well. Wilson also touched on Kendrick Green. And it almost seemed like this was a trade, except there was a trade involving Kendrick Green, and it gave the Steelers a sixth round pick in 2025. But the Texans offloaded somebody that didn't fit their organization, but fit well for the Steelers. And it seemed like it was the opposite way around as it related to Kendrick Green. Aaron Wilson on the PM team yesterday.
Aaron, just quickly, how did the Steelers hoodwink the Texans into taking Kendrick Green and giving them up a draft pick in that deal?
Desperation. It's not that they're just, you know, like they're blind. They also wanted to draft him and did a significant amount of work. So they were going to pick him the year he was coming out of Illinois. And so they've liked him for a long time. And the Texans think he fits Bobby Slowick's offense much better than he does Pittsburgh. And that was something that kept being said to me today. And I had a chance to interview Kendrick and posted the video on my social feed on Twitter, or whatever we call it, X now. And he thinks this is a good fit for him. And I think he needed a fresh start.
Okay, so there you go. A player for a player, and there was a draft pick involved, essentially.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Desmond King, not great for the Texans' defense, but may very well fit with the Steelers. Kendrick Green needed a fresh start. The Texans were interested in him during his draft year. So when a trade became available, they found some interest and gave up a sixth-round pick for him. Didn't quite fit the Steelers' offense that well. I still hold the opinion true that he was not set up for success in Pittsburgh. That has some differing opinions, but regardless, wasn't a great fit in the end in Pittsburgh, but seems that he'll fit the offense of the Texans well. And so there we go. Confirm there again, Aaron Wilson, Texans insider, a radio station down there in Houston. Just kind of talking about where the Steelers felt or how the Steelers felt about Desmond King before they signed him and how the Texans felt about Kendrick Green before trading for him. And Omar Khan, at the end of the day, just continuing to be a fan favorite in Pittsburgh for just many of the moves that he's made. And Doug Whaley talked about this yesterday during his hour with the Fan Morning Show, which he's also on every Wednesday at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10 on the Fan Morning Show. But Doug Whaley talked about there's a report out there that Omar Khan is one of, if not the most trusted NFL GM among the 32 teams in the league. And he and Doug Whaley was talking about that very well may be because Khan has a straightforward approach. I mean, we all do this in negotiations. We all think, okay, how can we maximize our value? How can we get the other side to take their minimum threshold? And Doug was talking about that Khan doesn't really seem to have that approach. Khan's more of just straightforward. He says, listen, we don't have to do this, but I'll give up this for you if you give up this for me. Which is part of how they sold Kendrick Green for the pick. You know, just straightforward. Like, hey, we know you like this guy, and we're not going to ask for too much, but what would you be willing to give us for Kendrick Green? It's just straightforward. And if Doug Whaley's assertions are true, I mean, Omar Khan can get stuff done. There's not too many blockages. There's not, you know, it's not squeezing for maximum value, which sometimes it's a good thing. You just want to get things done, right? You don't want things to stall out, or you don't want stalled negotiations to then turn into no deal at all. The Steelers wanted to offload Kendrick Green, and the Houston Texans had extended interest over years for Kendrick Green. So just make it work. Khan makes it work. The Texans cut Desmond King. Well, Desmond King might very well fit in our defense. We won't have to stretch Patrick Peterson's versatility. We can keep him on his consistent playing routine and regimen by getting a guy who can play slot corner. Bam! Everybody wins. Omar Khan creating the win-win, which is very good. I mean, Whaley's analysis of that, I mean, very well accurate. I mean, and that's why Khan, again, one of the top respected and trusted GMs among the league's GMs, and it's definitely coming forward in the moves that he's made this offseason. The Steelers benefit all from that. The Steelers just a lot of depth, a very deep amount of depth, and that's what you want. On both sides of the ball, too. The offensive line's been strengthened from how it's been perceived weak over the last couple years. There's a lot more defenders on that side of the ball that really seem like they could put a stop to almost any offense. And there's just a lot more players to plug in. It's not just the TJ Watt party. It's not just relying on TJ Watt. There's so many more pieces now that seem like they fit in and mold well on that side of the ball. Both sides of the ball just seem strengthened. It's all good. It's good all around.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.